Let's go to 22 Hell Canyon Water Project. John Canta, Commissioner Keats.
Hello, Mr. Chairman. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, this is John Canta. I'm the regional supervisor out in western South Dakota. I apologize. I've been having issues with my video, so you won't get to see my pretty face today, but I hopefully you can hear me loud and clear.
Yes, we can.
Mr. Chairman, I think Commissioner Beast had some comments that he wanted to start with, and I could sure add in where appropriate or answer any questions after that, if that sounds okay with you all.
Okay to me, so Commissioner Beast.
This is a water project that I was approached by some people a little over a year ago about seeing if Game and Fish would be interested in partnering with them for the Forest Service on. And it's down in the southern Black Hills, Hell Canyon, right north of Jewel Cave. There's a lot of bighorn sheep in that area. And of course, the south end of the burn is there where all the elk and stuff are at. There are a large number of elk. So I brought this up a couple times over the past year to different people on the staff, and just really never did get a direct answer if we want to participate in something like this. So figured if I was going to get an answer, I'd have to put it on the agenda, so we had to address it. So, but with the Forest Service, you know, their organization has changed a lot in the last 10 to 15 years. 15 years ago, this wouldn't even be an option. I mean, if you wanted to do water projects out on the forest, they just wouldn't let you do it. And they're actually, they come up with the money to drill the well, and I think they're looking for NRCS funds to help do the pipeline stuff. Is that right, John?
Yes, so, and I could sure talk about the project. I've got all the details if you'd like, and I could run through that for you.
So I was just, my opinion is whenever the Forest Service and different entities can get together, it makes everybody look good and participate and, you know, sure help things out on the ground. Go ahead, John.
Excellent. So, yeah, Mr. Chair, if I may.
Please.
Yeah, so we were approached by the Forest Service on this project, and it is led by the Forest Service along with the, you know, assistance or input from the permittees, and there's a few different allotments that this project will stretch over. The total cost for materials, excluding labor, is estimated to be about $147,000. It'll include drilling a well that Commissioner Bees alluded to, a solar pump for that well, 15 miles of line, 15 stock tanks, and then 5 storage tanks that'll be strung along these different lines that they'll put through the different allotments. like I mentioned, a total cost of $147,000. If I understood right from the Forest Service, they have got the NRCS to jump in and pay for the drilling of this well, or at least get that started. The project is estimated to take about the next 5 years, and they're going to do it in 3 different phases. The first phase is drilling the well and getting that established. And then the second phase would be the solar pump and some of the line and tanks. And then that third phase, putting in the rest of the line and the remaining tanks. at this point, we haven't committed anything to the project. However, I have been having some discussions with some of our staff internally, and then also with Deputy Secretary Roebling and Director Kirschman. And I think at some point here, you know, we'll sit down at the table with the Forest Service and commit some money to this project. I don't think we're prepared to, and the request was that we pay for a good portion of the materials for this project, but at $147,000, it doesn't seem like the right fit for us as far as I'm concerned. But I do think we can participate at some level. And so what I'll be suggesting and trying to move forward with is that I sit down with the Forest Service and find some piece of the materials that we can help pay for. And Commissioner Beast is exactly right. This is close to an area where we have bighorn sheep in Hell's Canyon there. And so certainly there would be benefit there. And as such, I think would be a good idea to tap some of those bighorn sheep funds to to help pay for some of this. You may recall that we did assist with a good portion of a project on Elk Mountain where we have another herd of sheep. In that area, there was really very little water available to those bighorn sheep and other wildlife on the mountain. So we did put a good portion of the money into that project to pay for materials. And so that's really why I think the Forest Service was thinking we'd take part in this as well. And as Commissioner Beast said, that really does kind of make sense that we'd be a partner on this project and help out along with the other folks. One more quick thing I might add, if I may. There are some other water projects that have been brought to us across the forest. One up in the northern hills along the Wyoming border, they're calling it the Hardy Water Project. It's near the Hardy Guard Station. We did participate in that water project as well, not monetarily, but what we did is facilitated receiving funds from NGOs and then purchasing materials and getting those to the job site. We were able to do that in a lot quicker and simpler fashion than the Federal Forest Service could. And so we did participate in that project as well with some labor and just some passing of money and materials. But, yeah, with that, I'd sure address any questions that anybody might have.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Spring. John, on the portions of this $147,000, I would estimate that probably quite a bit of it is the drilling in the well, and the Forest Service going to do that?
Yeah, so the estimate I received is, Mr. Chair.
Sure. Please.
Sorry, I wish I had video. I'd be here to stay on cue here. Anyways, Commissioner Spring, the estimate from the Forest Service to drill the well was, I believe, $23,000. And that, in my understanding is right now that, yes, between the Forest Service and the NRCS, that all of that is being covered.
So, John and Tom, would it make sense to go down and now have the Bighorn Sheep projects